Welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at nociceptive chemokines in patients with low back pain, and finally, a story about chiropractic spinal manipulative therapy and urinary incontinence. For Health Beat, wishing everybody a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 616, recorded December 22nd, 2017. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The involvement of inflammatory components in the pathophysiology of low back pain is poorly understood. It has been suggested that spinal manipulative therapy, SMT, may exert anti-inflammatory effects. A recent study was published in the Clinical Journal of Pain to determine the involvement of inflammation-associated chemokines, the CC series, in the pathogenesis of nonspecific low back pain and to evaluate the effect of SMT on that process. Patients presenting with non-radicular, non-specific low back pain were recruited according to stringent inclusion criteria. They were evaluated for appropriateness to treat using a high-velocity, low-amplitude manipulative thrust, HVLT, in the lumbar lumbosacral region. The study concluded that production of chemotactic cytokines is significantly and protractedly elevated in low back pain patients. Changes in chemokine production levels, which might be related to spinal manipulative therapy, differ in the acute and chronic low back pain patient cohorts. Surf to our show notes for links. Urinary incontinence, UI, is a common dysfunction among patients, especially women, with low back pain and radiculopathy. The pelvic symptomatology that these patients demonstrate may be attributable to lower sacral nerve root compression that is most commonly the result of lumbar disc herniation. The effects of chiropractic spinal manipulation on urinary incontinence in patients with low back pain and radiculopathy were the focus of this report. Lumbar or lumbosacral disc herniation with radiculopathy diagnosis was confirmed with complete chiropractic, orthopedic, and neurologic evaluation, MRI of the lumbar and lumbosacral regions, and electrodiagnostic tests, including electromyogram and nerve conduction studies of the lower limbs. Chiropractic manipulative therapy involving high-velocity, low-amplitude manipulation and flexion-distraction manipulation was performed. The study concluded that chiropractic spinal manipulation exerts positive physiological responses in patients with low back pain and radiculopathy and urinary incontinence. Therefore, chiropractic treatment may be considered as a conservative and effective means of treating pelvic disorders secondary to lower sacral nerve root compression. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leadership is the ability to get extraordinary achievement from ordinary people. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again, wishing everybody a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season. This has been Dr. Todd Igloe.